Hello there, this is Robert Llewellyn on Audio Boom. It's been a bit of a day in the news, hasn't it? Because there have been really important news stories today. Obviously, the situation in Ukraine, the ongoing terrible situation in Syria, a lot of the extremism in both religious and political factions around the world doing terrible things. Those are all important stories. Right at the top of the agenda, though, of course, and on the front page of all the newspapers, is our wonderful good friend, Mr. Jay Clarkson, Esquire. Now, I don't know what happened. I'm not professing to know what happened, and I will also state no opinion about this, because I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened in the canteen at Top Gear. I wasn't there. It's possible there were some people I know there, because I do know quite a lot of people who work on that show, but I've not heard anything, I've not heard any rumours, and I haven't asked, because it's nothing to do with me, and I'm not judging anything before that, because that would be prejudging something, otherwise known as prejudice, and I don't want to be prejudiced about it. So who knows what's happened? I think it's an absurd overreaction to start up a bloody petition to save Jeremy Clarkson. I think that is truly pathetic, but quite funny. But obviously, it's very, very popular, and he is a very, very popular entertainer. And I love watching him. He makes me laugh. I think he's very funny. I've never agreed with one single breath that's come out of his body, but I think he's a very funny guy, and he should be on telly. He's great. He's very good balance to you know, to all the people who go on about the BBC and all lefties. No, they're not. Look at Jeremy Clarkson. Whatever else he is, he's not a lefty. You know, I think he's bigoted. I think he's absurdly wrong, dated, out of tune with the rest of the world. The fact that he drives the most boring bit about Top Gear is the stuff where they actually do stuff with cars. I mean, yet another £700,000 sports car that goes sideways along a disused runway. It does make me yawn, which is the wonders of BBC iPlayer, because you can skip that bit and go to the interesting stuff. I think they're very funny, and I disagree with everything he says, and I utterly support his right to say it. So that's that. But here's my little gripe. it's got nothing to do with his current situation. It's the BBC news coverage, the almost wall-to-wall BBC news coverage. Oh, it's a story about us. Let's put that at the top. They keep saying, you know, the most popular show, blah, blah, blah. Just this one point, and I have made this point directly to Mr. Clarkson once, and he wasn't amused, and that is the most watched show that BBC television has ever broadcast on its channel, BBC Two. This is very specifically BBC Two that Top Gear is on, the most watched programme. Guess what it is? Oh, it's Top Gear. It's bound to be Top Gear. No, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. It's still Red Dwarf. It holds the title from 1998, when it got the highest number of people watching one show that BBC Two has ever had in its entire history. It's unbreakable now, that record, because there's so many new channels, so it's unfair comparison in many ways, and I'm not for one moment trying to suggest that Top Gear isn't extraordinarily popular both in this country and around the world, and it deserves to be. It's a wonderful show, and I love watching it, but it's not the most popular that BBC Two have ever shown. I'm just doing that little reminder. No, that's Red Dwarf. That's all I wanted to say, really. All the rest of it is froth and bubble. What a load of nonsense. Hashtag bye-bye.